Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players. Build a Pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter. My name is always Amin Alhassan. I'm joined by Black Trey, John Gervais, and the lovely Queen Bee.
What's up?
Who tells you everything y'all need to know. We're going to start with some insecure talk right now. Take it away, Black Trey.
Yo, welcome back. It's been fun this week, man. I can't wait to hear Jerv trash this episode, but definitely
he
felt
might
like
have an ally.
Yeah, he might have an outlet, right? So it definitely felt like a filler, but then this was a very heavy Molly Andrew episode where we get the whole couples retreat situation, double date vacation. And, you know, I have some questions for the panel, but we're going to break down the show first. The show starts off, you know, piggybacking off the last episode where we seen the view of Issa going to the little Ethiopian restaurant. And then now we start the episode where we get Molly's point of view. And from Molly's point of view, it's like she actually seen her and is getting prepping herself to kind of have this interaction with her and finds out that she left. So she's even more offended that she left and avoided her.
She said she ran like it was from a real job.
Yeah, it's so rude.
That's a killer line, though.
So gross.
Ran
so
away
rude.
Like it was a, like I was a real job. Oh, man.
Molly, corny killer. As shit.
That was a killer line, though, bro. You got to admit that.
Yo, she's just a hater, yo. Like,
it is a hater line, but it is a killer line, too, man. They could be both. It could be both.
So last week we talked about, you know, what we would have done in that situation. Moving forward, she comes back. She went to, you know, basically do pickup or curbside or whatever that shit's called. She comes back to the place, and obviously her attitude, you can sense it. Andrew already sees, like, what's wrong with you? And he's still kind of, like, trying to be, like, the good boyfriend, if that's what he is now. But also kind of feels that she's wrong, but don't want to be like, want to pick that fight. Cause I can sense it. I can sense it. Like, yo, you kind of tripping, but he don't want to be on that end.
He is incredibly patient.
He is. God bless his soul. I am Andrew Hive. I am team Andrew all the way. He seems like a decent guy. Just, he's very supportive of Molly, no matter how wrong she is. But at the same time, he just stays neutral. He sometimes tries to, like, hint that maybe she's tripping, but he doesn't, like, just go all the way there. But he's also the one that also supports her friends. He's like, well, you guys are friends, so, you know, whatever makes the friendship smoother, makes you happy, that I'm with it. I like him.
Hey,
he's
like dealing with an A-type, though. She'll bite his motherfucking head off. He do the wrong. He sneeze wrong.
Nah, she is 100% all bite. No, I mean, all bark, no bite. Like, she has no bite in her, dude. Oh, no. None.
In Andrew's situation, she goes 0 to 100. And that's why we're going to unpack that a little bit to understand that she has some real issues going on. So Molly has to go into work. Some last minute shit. I hate that, by the way, where you got plans and then you get pulled into some shit and you're like, nigga, like, I'm
on the way to
close.
The airport, dude.
Made her late. Yeah.
So she ends up making it, and we get a Kim Fields appearance, and she was great. Shout out to Kim Fields, man. Have you guys ever dealt with a talkative rogue passenger in a flight?
Oh my god. Yeah. So, and because this happens all the time, I must have this approachable look to me. I mean, I can have headphones on and everything, and people really want to start a full-blown conversation, especially when I'm flying back home to Vegas. And I think people are super excited to go to Vegas. So they start, well, what are you going to do when you get there? I'm like, well, you know, I live there. And then that's probably the wrong answer. So they want, what? You live in Vegas? And it just goes, it goes crazy. I hate it.
You need to work on. I'm gonna teach you, B. I'm gonna give you all the lessons of life on fake small talk to kill the small talk. First of all, you got to tell them stuff that's not interesting. Living in Vegas sounds too interesting to people who don't live in Vegas or go to Vegas often. You got to say something. I'm visiting my sick grandmother. Right? That's like, I don't wanna talk.
Especially for a complete stranger.
Yeah, like they'll leave it alone at that. When people ask you what you do for a living, you got to come up with something really boring. For me, it used to be I was a sales manager at the Tonka Toy Trunk Company. Then I switched to, manager.
So specific.
At the Tonka Toy Trunk Company, Southwest region. So that's Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, not California. That's its own region.
Yeah, my fake job
instantly,
is
instantly nobody
twerk.
Wants it. Exactly. Oh, hotel. That's another one I use Fire. A lot. I work for Marriott.
Well, what do you do when someone is just volunteering their information?
Put your headphones
like,
in.
Like, like your girl. Yeah. She's, you know, she's talking about how she was in a marriage and, you know, what do you do?
Turn them beats up.
Hold on. Let me.
He had to go get the prop for sure. I love it, man. Don't talk to me with them headphones. That's why I like, I went back to oversized headphones on purpose because you know, yes, I'm rocking. I'm banging. Don't tap me on the, I'm not about to do this. The AirPods, the AirPods, you be in there like, huh? See, look.
Bro, I walk on the airplane with my headphones. All right,
you be the annoying, chatty passenger who's offering up information.
Oh my gosh, I'm celebrating my divorce. Me and my girls, we're getting a cabana at the pool. Can't wait. What are you doing?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. You just take the earpiece out and you show them you're removing the earpiece because this must be super important for you to be talking to me right now. Okay.
Hey, cool. And then you get the, I'm sorry. And it's like, it's done.
Put it back in. But on the case of this show, I think that Kim Fields' character, she sees Molly as a, you know, another black woman that she can kind of relate to. And I feel like we do that. Like we see somebody else black and we're just like, oh, what's up? Some people are like that. Yeah,
she over homie though. She had to relax. Yeah. She like the wild, reckless plus one that ain't the plus one. You got to chill.
Yo, she told them straight up, I see y'all at dinner.
Yeah, she's wilding for respect. That's like, crossing boundaries.
Bro, I was confused for a second. I was like, yo, did I miss a scene? Like, is she a part of the crew or something? Like, what the fuck? What the hell is going on here?
Right. So, after making a flight, they're both stressed. Andrew makes a player call by ordering the drinks and, you know what I mean, using his Advantage Plus and getting everything situated with the blanket and whatnot. He gets immediately with the business and starts finger popping. Now,
Kim Fields ain't peeped that. She was all in everything else. She all of a sudden turned the head.
Hey, I mean, the blanket, man, you get after it, bro. I mean, I was trying to more so think of how he was.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how you can. First of all, the angle is not ideal.
He must be killer tongue with the cuff.
I can't. I need
He's killing with the cuff.
I can't do this. Like, I'm not Magic Johnson. I'm not doing this.
I'm about to start fucking breakdancing this shit.
Like, second of all, especially in this angle, it's so hard to not create ripple effect in the blanket or showing your arm moving. So basically, your whole movement is right here like this. Nah, man. No, that's my wrist hurts right now.
So we might have to tap in with him on social media for that one. So they get to
finally, Molly is just gonna be smiling and looking out the window. Come on, man.
Yeah, don't even. Wait,
are you guys having an issue with a scene involving Molly? How interesting.
Here you go, Molly.
Was it not spicy enough?
This is the filmmaking. I'm not talking about her character. I'm just saying
that scene was rather boring too.
I love when Jerbs just go off. All right, so they land in Mexico and they're greeted and all this stuff, and you know they get the fresh drinks early, and then they're greeted by Andrew's brother.
Fruit caviar, by the way, y'all are fancier than I am. What's fruit caviar? Or is that
no
just,
idea?
It was just fruit with fucking fish eggs.
I knew, you know Trey know.
You know I wouldn't Trey know. I wouldn't drink that shit.
Trey know everything.
Same thing as fucking a hot towel
Trey,
with lemon.
You bougie as shit. I'm Trey, not, low, man.
Bro. Yeah, he's bougie.
Don't get B started, man. I'm not trying to do that. All right, so they finally meet Andrew's brother and his wife and the exchange. B, since you're the woman on the panel right now, have you been in a situation where you and your man or you and a guy that you're seeing double dates and then the woman overcompliments you?
Yes. And it's always a woman who is not black. It's like it's like they always have to overcompensate to show like they have no issues with black women. But then they just start. It's too much. Like how Molly said, like, do I need to worry about her fucking me later? Like, because it's like they want to compliment your skin and your hair and your outfits and your physical shape or your ass, you know, if you got a nice ass or whatever. It's too much. It makes me uncomfortable every time. I hate it.
Don't touch my hair.
Yes.
Banger. So, God. You know, they were able to bypass the plans that Andrew Brother had, and they make it up to the room. And now they're unpacking and, you know, unwinding a little bit. Molly pulls out the Fenty pack, and my man Andrew comes through with the whole plethora of the sex toys. He getting with, like, he's showing a whole nother. First of all, hotel sex is the most kinkiest sex. I don't know if we try to get our money worth, but fam pulled out all stops.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bruh pulled out some shit.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally all stops.
All she had was some stinking lingerie.
That was stinking, her, though. She said stinking. You was off that?
Nah, it's not that I'm off that, but like, we over here trying to spice this up. The lingerie should have just been packed from the jump. Like, that shouldn't be the thing that you got as a surprise for me. Like, what the fuck?
Can I make a confession here? Not a fan of lingerie. I'm not gonna sit here and like, wait, hold this. Let me watch you a little bit before we get a little bit more naked.
So I'm not gonna lie. Yes. I'm not gonna lie. It's not a thing in my life. But it's getting there. I don't know if it's because I'm just becoming an old nigga. But I appreciate, like, again, I'm not requesting this shit, by the way, because I just think that it's only gonna be on for a few.
But exactly.
If I'm watching a movie and I peep, I'm like, ooh.
That's different, though.
Like Julia Fox and Uncut Gems. Family. I'm looking. It was real horny hours. I'm like, all right.
Uncut Gems is now available on Netflix, by the way.
On Netflix, too, by the way, right? So I'm looking at this.
Let me just say this. That, you know why? Because that's Hollywood's way of telling you. She's about to get naked, but we can't show her naked.
Boom.
Right? But, like, in real life, I'm like, no, no.
But do you want to rush that, though?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. You're doing the Bruce Almighty, though.
Especially given, like, you know, these ensembles cost a lot of money. I mean, if it makes her feel happy and feel good about herself, amen. But like, if she's doing it for me, because I've had girls like, do you like it? I'm like, I don't care.
Hey, you gotta appreciate, you know what I'm saying? You gotta appreciate a nice Asian provocateur, you know, some La Perla, you know what I mean? I don't know. See, y'all niggas ain't.
Love lingerie. See, I love it.
There you go.
I'm bougie, dog. I'm sorry. First of all, I'm not gonna ask nobody to go all out on that, because that's some anniversary shit. If I'm married, I definitely need to see the lingerie. The lingerie. But
I mean, I don't mind. Let me put that. I don't mind seeing it.
No, I don't mind. But
it's not like I need to see it, right? Like, it's super pointless. It's on for every bit of you. Minutes top.
Like, don't send me a long distance picture with that on. I'm gonna be hot. No,
now that's different. I'll take the picture in it.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. I'll receive the picture in it. Right.
Can't be picky.
But
you might not get that follow up.
I'm just saying. Clarifying.
I'll receive the picture in it. That's cool, because it sets the tone. It's letting me know, hey, as soon as you get here, my guy, whether it be in a couple hours or a day or two, whatever, it's on. But once I get there, it's really no point in it. What's the point? It's coming off in 3 to 5 minutes, 10 minutes tops.
That nigga's getting angry. $29.99 or $59.99.
I'll be honest. I like when they're wearing like the athletic
athleisure.
Yeah, like
the
bra
and motherfucking tights. The shit, yep, this nigga out here.
That's perfect.
Gym class.
I'm cool with that. That's actually that's cool. That's straight.
Okay,
and you save money.
I have a question for the guys. Like, do you guys, like, in a situation like this, are you Andrew, or do you just show up like, I'm down for whatever?
No, I'm just shaving my balls. That's it.
Well, so you show up.
Well, no.
I'm Manscaped, baby.
Manscaped is the only gift you need. Go to manscaped.com, promo code BOM.
If I come through with that bush, just know I'm about to and then we good. And that's what I went crazy for you, folks. I ain't doing like strawberries and fucking.
Wait, hold on. Go ahead, Jerv. What are you doing?
I mean, I would have no problem, like, you know what I'm saying? If we going on a trip and she's like, yo, bring some shit to like really get this shit going. All right. I mean, you got to know your mate, right? You got to know the person you with. You can't show with butt plugs and all that shit or whatever the fuck he had. And she's like super duper conservative, right? So you got to know your mate. But if she's into that life and you ain't afraid to step it up a notch, then, you know what I mean? It's nothing wrong with coming through with a toy or two or something, right? Like, that's better than lingerie.
Shout out to the men who use sex toys on their woman. That's lit.
Oh yeah, it's fire.
My theory is this: if you have some equipment you want to bring with you, I'll do what I can. But like, I'm not out there in the store talking about, I think she'll like this one, because my experience is that every woman likes what she likes, and then you end up buying something, and it's like, what makes the you just kind of like you bring the.
That's you why you gotta listen to Crazy Sexy Cool, bro. And you be knowing something. Yep. There you go.
But even
we literally just talked about this. Like, what do you pack when you're going to see your guy? Like, you about to hook up? Are you bringing lingerie? Are you bringing toys? Or because some guys are. That's it.
All right, so we're gonna get back to Insecure before this turns into Bomb After Dark. My man Andrew, Backshot Bully. He's out here cracking. Got her on her tippy toes. Just, you know what I mean? Hitting the spots that he needs to hit. And also gets his brag off the next morning. What were you gonna say, Amin?
Definitely balcony is a good location. Because there's a sprinkle of like, you gonna get caught? And there's a difference between getting caught and somebody seeing you, right?
That's hard.
Like
too.
Getting caught is like, someone seeing you is just like, that's right. Mm-hmm. Getting caught is like that little bit of danger that pumps the adrenaline, that makes all the senses get heightened and all like, man, balcony's a good location.
That was great, right? Yeah, I've never been a Backshot Bully. Sounds amazing, but due to profession. gotta be smart, just like peeing outside. Can't happen. So
gotta risk it all.
I can't do it, but I did one time. The Utah flight story is kind of wild.
Wow, so was your hand like this?
Actually, I was.
Were you doing the magic?
We have no Bossa Novas. We have no Bossa Novas, so I can't. Can't even tell.
We do. We're not live.
It's recorded. It's not live.
Oh, yeah. Rob, we good?
Over this. Look, I bowled my hands.
Yeah, we're not live. So
okay,
we're
not live. Cool.
Go ahead. Bossa Nova. Hey, Trey.
What's up?
You were watching Insecure last week, right?
I was, man. I was locked in.
Man, I felt bad for Issa, man. When she's trying to be a good person, she's trying to prove she's a good person. Mm-hmm. He's in the supermarket, got the pregnant woman who needs, I don't know why she's buying her diapers, she's still pregnant, but anyway, she needed her stuff, and Issa said, come on with it, I got you, it's a great gesture. She hands the card, and card is declined. We all been there. You know why I felt bad for Issa? Because she didn't have current. That's right. Current is a mobile bank with a Visa debit card that gets you paid up to 2 days faster and gives you free overdraft up to $100, no hidden fees. If Issa had Current in that scene, guess what? Even though she didn't have enough money in her account to buy all that stuff, she could have gone over, up to $100 over, in fact, and would have been spared the embarrassment of looking like a broke girl in front of everybody at the store. And beyond that, I don't know when Issa's payday is. You know, obviously she is the property manager at the apartment complex. She stays for free, but obviously she gets a little bit of a salary too. Maybe that money would have been there by that day, because with Current, As I said, you get paid up to 2 days faster. If you normally get paid on Friday, when you switch your direct deposit to current, you'll get paid on the Wednesday. Trey, you have a current account, don't you?
I do.
Do you have a current tag?
BLKTRAY.
There you go. With that current tag, you can instantly send money for free to anyone else with a current tag, right? It's a real bank account. It's not a prepaid card. So it works with Apple Pay, Google Pay, Cash App, and Venmo. Current even notifies you when you spend and lets you pause your card instantly in the app. If you say to yourself, man, I've been spending too much, I gotta chill until payday, you can pause the card so that no other transactions will go through. It's a great way to keep track and keep yourself disciplined. All of these perks are involved. You can use it at over 55,000 free ATMs, and you can deposit checks with the camera on your phone. It only takes 2 minutes to sign up, and your current card will be shipped to you for free. Download the Current app right now. Get a Current Black Premium card when you go to current.com and enter the promo code BOM. That's Current for your Current Black Premium card.
But yeah, I had the wild experience with that.
And we're black.
And we're black. So.
All right.
After that, they're in the room. Andrew gets a phone call from Nathan. And Molly hears a voice that sounds familiar. Whose voice is it? Issa. And I love Issa because she's so ghetto and great. So she's in the back and she's like going. They're basically goofing around in this nigga's closet. And she yells out that he got something in there. I forgot.
A skip it.
First of all, Andrew got a fucking skip it. That's tight.
What's a skip it?
Will you link it? It reminds me of slavery, dog. I'm low. You put it on your fucking ankle, and then you have to jump over and swing it.
Shackle looking ass.
Wow. Yeah. So yeah, that's why I said the slavery, right?
That is some slavery.
Molly makes a comment saying, oh, yeah, she likes stuff messy. And Andrew's like, hold up. That's my boy. Mm-hmm. Nathan's dealing with, you know what I mean? Like, basically, you don't know what's going on. He's dealing with some mental health stuff. And now that kind of, like, takes Molly aback, where she's in a scenario of like, I feel bad, but then I'm also, this is the time I would call Issa to let her know.
Okay. I didn't see it that way. Yeah.
And Andrew had to be like, hey, but Issa's not here. So she got caught in that actual friend moment of caring. Like, normally I would talk to my girl about this, but she couldn't relay it. And he was trying to like, hey, we still on this vacation, so let me revisit and all that. Now, the fun part starts. The next day, they go, obviously, the hike. The hike is cool. I ain't going to go too much into it. And we mentioned
Kim. That was the definition of filler.
Yeah, right? So Kim Fields mentions the dinner shit. But we get to the pool. And they're talking, and everything's going great. And all of a sudden, splash, okay, can you go get a towel? I'll get it because I want to make myself look good for my bae's family and whatever. She gets there, and we all have been on vacations traveling while black.
Yep.
This exact scenario has happened to me. I think I told it on the pod. It might have been last year, 2 years ago, where I was at a local resort here in Arizona, and I got my family. And we got a room in the resort. And so I was like, okay, let me get everyone. The kids got their water bottle, whatever. Let me go grab their water bottles and a couple other like floaties and stuff. So I put it all in a plastic bag. And so when you walk in, you know how when you enter the pool area, most of these resorts, they got a little gate and someone sitting right there making sure that you got a key or whatever. The person at the group in front of me got actual bags, like satchels and stuff like that. Right in. Me? Sir, you're not allowed to bring outside snacks and stuff. I'm not. I'm just bringing my kids' water bottles and floaties and stuff like that. And then she says, well, can I see what's in the bag? And I'm saying, I didn't see you search any of the people that walked in front of me. And so I said that and I was going to let it go. Then I got like really upset and I basically pulled Molly. I just started yelling right there. And like, they were like, oh, someone else came up like, oh, we're so sorry, da 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 da. And they gave us like some comp, like chicken tenders or something like that.
So in this situation,
Yeah.
In this situation, there's no complimentary. There's no because
the brother, because the brother is the one that broke it up, not the like a manager. Or yeah. Something. The so brother's like, oh no, it's no problem, and sweeps him away.
So Molly does a compare and contrast. She sees that no key card was shown. Just easily got their, you know, the two white people, the couple, got their child. And then she comes and asks for a towel, and they say, oh, you know what I mean? And that's the crazy thing about it, because this attendant worker is not white. She is Mexican in this scenario, and this is secondhand racism to me, I feel, because it's like we supposed to be. But in Mexico, it's a little different, though, because I went to Mexico for a wedding.
In LA, it's not.
yeah, it ain't that tight. But no, in Mexico, it's like, because I went to a wedding last year, and I was the only black person there, and everybody looking at me like, bruh, like they pulled up on me like, woo! And I was like,
yeah,
hey, Airbnb, you know what I mean? I hit my shit like, hey, don't take me in because my phone already ain't working out here. So, and I had some words from my partners because they wasn't really there to support. But in this situation, I understand we've all been Molly before. We come back. Molly doesn't want to make it a big deal, but you can read it. You can read the room that something apparently happened. Andrew picks it up, but the brother doubles down. And also, this nigga used devil advocate too many times, right? How do we feel about devil advocate people?
You know what? Devil's advocate will get you cussed the fuck out every time. It's like, it's nothing ever good's come, nothing ever good comes from playing devil's advocate. Like every time I feel like it's an excuse just to say some wild shit. You're stirring the pot to get a reaction out of somebody.
So let's hear from Amin, because I know he's a devil advocate, nigga.
I'm a big devil's advocate.
I hate it.
I'm a big devil's advocate, but you gotta know when and where is an appropriate time and place.
What?
This is someone that you don't know that is romantically involved with your brother. This ain't the time for deep philosophical conversations. Maybe after a little bit of time, after everybody got to know each other and we're like, we're like there's a trust factor there. Or if there's an actual conversation that's being had, as opposed to, I want to start this conversation, which was his thing. Oh, this is a great conversation. It's like, you can tell his girl could tell it. His brother could tell it. She don't want to talk about this, bro. So it's not a great conversation. It's a great conversation if we're all sitting around and having a conversation. Once you do that, yeah, I'm going to let some devil's advocates out.
So they unpack advocate it. These nuts.
Yeah, they unpack it a little bit even more. And it gets into a really, really uncomfortable situation where Molly's like, Andrew's different from his brother and his wife.
Oh, yeah, she messed up on that one.
And I think that it's a chance to be double racist sometimes. And she proved it just showing the ass, but she could have, like, you know, I think everybody was in wrong at that point, but her frustration kind of overtook. And I think that's just her in general, whether it's racism, whether it's just anything, she normally goes 0 to 100 real quick. And, you know, the fact that she jumped in and said that, oh, Andrew, you're different. And I think she meant be different because he dates a black woman or he listens that's to this exactly. type of music. So
you know what it is, Trey? You know what I felt like? I felt like it's when white people say that about black people.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Donald Glover's different. Like, he's not the only nigga that watches comic books.
Still
and watches stuff. Yeah. Like that's there's a long sort of history of like trying to say, oh, but you're not like them. That makes you, I'm not black. I'm OJ. Yeah. Right. That's where that comes from.
Yeah. And then
what do you guys think of that term, people of color? Like, do you think black people are included in that term, people of color?
Nah, I think we got our own tier. If you work for somebody, you got to use that type of language. But if you just don't give a fuck, then no, because that's a separate tier. I mean, there's people that experience slavery. Niggas ain't experienced that. Listen, that shit's still cracking to this day. We can't jog. We can't go to the store without being questioned. I can't wear a hoodie. I can't do nothing that you could possibly do and they won't be looking with that same type of energy. You know what I'm saying? It's a threat. When you look at people being arrested, whatever race it is, they at least get to make it alive and go get into the, you know, holding tank and get some jail sign. Right. This situation, us, nah, bro, we look harmful. We are feared. And you know what I mean? Like, I do have sentiments sometimes when people are fucking treated like, you know, I hate to tap in on sports, but I'm watching fucking Lance Armstrong's 30 for 30 and this motherfucker makes a comment about Italians. And it's like, nigga, okay, but you being a little, you know, you can, you know, but again, he probably still.
There's levels to it, though.
It's levels to it. And right? With us, can't compare, we are the number one motherfucking level. You know what I'm saying? To the situation of anything could be a situation like, oh, why you grabbing your bag when we get on the elevator? Why you staring at my girl hair? Like, it's just so much shit to unpack. It's exhausting. And we have become normal to this shit. The same shit with Joe Biden. Like, a nigga thinking that he automatically got our vote. Obviously, the fucking the choices is thin, my nigga, yes. But the
can
arrogance.
Can we talk about that for a second?
I mean, yeah, we could do it. I wanted to wrap this up and we can go and follow into it.
Okay. Yeah, all right. We'll talk about that later.
So, you know what I mean? I'm sorry that it got to that point. So the vacation gets rocky. Andrew sticks with his woman. Good choice.
Andrew Hive, yes.
Shouts to Andrew Hive. He made all the right choices. So if you a fuck up nigga, please watch Andrew. They land back up in LA, and guess who they see? Lawrence. Also, shouts to Lawrence for getting this director credit for this episode. He did this episode, right? Jay Ellis, right? But he mentions that he's getting back from Frisco. Shouts to Maze, right? And in this scenario of Frisco, I assume that Lawrence is interviewing for a new tech job. And you know what they say? What did we notice about Lawrence when we seen him come to the camera? What happened? What did he get? What was the new look on him?
He had a cut.
And you know what they say about niggas with cuts? A man that changes his hairstyle means he's transitioning into a new lifestyle, a new chapter of life.
Really?
Yes.
That's what they say?
Yes, that's what they say. Because that means, nigga, you serious about something.
I thought it was the other way around.
Nah, you ain't forcing that shit, bruh. But it's niggas going through it too. Hey, don't.
No. I'm saying, like, I thought it was like when a female changed her hairstyle, like, that's what it was. That's what it's for us?
It's a nigga too, yeah.
Oh, that's not cool, bruh. So you mean this is my lifestyle for the rest of my life? Like, I can't change my hair up no more. Like, it's a wrap for me. I'm just living this life.
You can shave the beard. Day I die.
Hey, you can shave it up. But I'm saying that, nigga, you know how it is when you unpack that scenario. So we have to look at it in that way. Have you ever met your friends? Like, that was an awkward exchange, first of all. You got Issa's ex-boyfriend with her meeting her best friend and her boyfriend, who happens to be the new roommate of her new, so the degrees of separation are really small. It was just a whole bunch of awkwardness. She didn't know when to give the nigga the hug. And I honestly thought it was coronavirus shit after that. I'm like, yeah, the niggas come back with the coronavirus, they can't hug. But it was just awkward because Andrew didn't really get the chance to talk about it. Like, okay, who is that? Or, yeah. You know what I mean? Kind of.
Well, he doesn't know. Well, does Lawrence know that there's been a falling
out?
That's
what I'm saying. Like, that's why it was even more of a scenario of like weirdness, because I'm sure going into that, it's going to be like, who is that? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And Molly had her black awkward girl moment where she tried to throw in the Full House reference. And Lawrence was
that was whack.
Okay.
Yeah.
When it's usually Issa having those awkward moments. No, Molly had hers.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, very Issa.
I'm trying to remember, because I mean that was season one or two or whatever. But was Lawrence and Molly, were they like cool? I mean, I know that was Issa's boyfriend and Molly was his homegirl. But like, did they bang with each other? Because
they don't cross paths too much. Molly talks about Lawrence at the time like he was a deadbeat and holding Issa back and stuff like that. So,
except for the first season, because the first episode, Issa was ready to break up with him. And Molly was like, I mean, you actually got a man, you know, like try to work things out. Like, don't do that.
Yeah, broken pussy.
So she, she was Team Lawrence for a bit.
Yeah, she was on his side. So I think she, I think we messed up on that. Good eye, B.
My bad.
Oh,
what I was hating on him.
What was the the show? Finding LaToya.
In Spanish.
In Spanish.
That was
Espanol.
Espanol. That was pretty cool. That's pretty cool to have that in there. But yeah.
Shout out to LaVita Alize Jenkins, by the way, who's the.
So what's our Harvey show. What's our predictions for next week as we transition?
Ooh.
I agree with you, Trey. I think Lawrence, I feel like the next episode is probably just going to be about Lawrence. We're going to get one focused on him. We'll probably get to find out what happened with him and condolences, whatever you want to call her, what he's been up to since they broke up.
Right.
We may be able to find out, like, they may go back, do a quick flashback and bring us up to speed. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, the next episode, he goes out on a date with Issa, and they catch up, I guess. I don't know the full definition of catching up right there. But, yeah, I have a feeling that we're going to get some more backtracking and kind of like what happened while Molly was at the airport or whatever. So, I don't know. It's interesting.
So you think Lawrence called Issa leaving the airport?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So being that I've gotten the
last... you think he called condolences?
No idea. Maybe Tasha, the bank teller girl.
Nah, Tasha got her ass ran off in real life. Niggas was really threatening her.
Oh.
The hive was too Never crazy. Was the show hive was kind of wild. They was attacking her. I'm like, damn, nigga, it's just a show. But yeah.
Well, for me, being that I've gotten the last two episodes correct, I'm going to go for a third straight episode. I do believe my man Lawrence, once again, Team Lawrence in the building. I do believe he's going to get those draws, GTD. I think that he's going to make a mistake long run, though. I think that he is going to get offered that position in San Fran. But for some fucking reason, he's still drawn to Issa, and he's going to make a decision, and he's going to choose Issa. That's my long term. And that'd be sad because Lawrence needs to get that fucking money.
I might have to ride with Jerv and say that he does call Issa, he does meet up with her. Gem packing two episodes. I'm going to say that he does pass on leaving LA and Issa keeps him in LA, but Issa chooses another nigga.
Oh,
dang, that hurt. That hurts.
The game's a game, man.
That is the game right there.
One more observation, by the way, from the episode. Molly says, when she's telling Andrew to pack stuff, she says, pack stuff, that hotel lotion is for white people. It's too damn watery. And I was like, hey, fucking men. Because I got to travel with my lotion. And people are like, why are you? I was like, doesn't the hotel have? I'm like, I'm not using that, like, heavily fragrance.
Bullshit. That shit never work anyway.
So basically, y'all are about to judge me if I tell y'all that I look forward to using the lotion in hotels.
Yeah, you nasty out here. The nigga gonna be smelling like
they got the different fragrances.
You out here smelling like pear. That shit make my skin itch. I'm cool.
We going. We go itch exactly.
I go straight to Target, my nigga. Right after.
But I don't get ashy though. So I'm
good. Cool. Good for you, man. Good for you.
That was a little flex. Don't make that face, bro.
That's cool.
Behold, the black man who doesn't get ashy.
since I kind of jumped the gun and unpacked it, let's talk Joe Biden and the black vote.
I'm not saying he was right to say it. Definitely can't say it.
But he's kinda got a point. I mean,
like, what you gonna do? You gonna take your ball and go home? That's not an option. I don't, you know, I'm not here to tell you how to vote. I'm just telling you that last time people was trying to take their ball and go home. And guess what happened? The game turned into a circus. So, yeah, as a person of color, to use that term, yeah, I feel like he's right. But also that doesn't mean you got to say it out loud and rub it in our face. Y'all niggas ain't got no choice is basically what he said, which ain't cool. Yeah, it ain't cool. It's not cool at all, but it's also not incorrect.
Yeah. You, I mean, hey, man, you got a point, man. I mean,
my nigga Bernie Sanders.
I was like, oh, I mean, but I also seen niggas like Diddy, like, yo, you know what I mean? Like the hashtag, like earn my vote or some shit or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Earn the black vote. And I'm just kind of like, I do understand that, my nigga, but you ain't got a lot of options, bro.
I mean, we literally don't have a choice, right?
Ain't got like, no options, bro. Let
me take that back. We have a choice. It's literally two things. I actually had this debate over the weekend with my parents because whatever. I'm not even trying to get into all that dumb shit, but it's ridiculous. Like Joe
parents of MAGA.
No,
they must be getting. Listen, only way I look at people that vote for Trump sometimes. No, they make hella money.
Well, hold on. Let me just clarify that real fast. No. They are not MAGA. They are not MAGA. They are not MAGA. I've been a Bernie guy for the last five and some change. Hey,
okay, look who you pulling out. Surprise attack. Nigga, that nigga ain't even in this conversation.
I mean, listen, bro. He should.
No, let me hear where you're going with this. Go ahead.
So it's fucked up because Joe Biden can literally say whatever he wants to say. And it's like, outside of him calling this niggas, right? Like, what are you going to do? It's like, you can either go for the person that you pretty much are sure they probably calls you nigga sometime in his life, or you can go with the person that, if you had to bet your money on it, he probably does say, but he doesn't put raisins in his potato salad. So we kind of cool. We let him come to some of the cookouts, but he doesn't come to, like, the cookout. And I think that's where Joe's at. Like, he comes to the cookout.
I'm going to take it a step further. He's not cool. He's not invited to the cookout, but...
Oh, he's coming.
Kind of like that's my ride home, though, right? Like he's for not, sure. Nobody, like that. But that's my ride home.
That's better.
So like,
that's better.
You got to get in the car.
Yeah, I need someone.
He's at awkward plus one.
I need someone to lock him in a room, keep him in the crib, give him some games or something. You know, like he needs to stay in the house. We don't need to hear anything else from him, because he's not going to do anything but make shit worse. Because even reading his name pisses me off. But I feel like I have no choice.
Yeah, that's real.
Pump it up, nigga.
Stick up it.
So funny. Hey, man, that's fine.
Anyone who's dealt with erectile dysfunction knows how awkward it can be to talk about it in person. Luckily, there's a simple, convenient solution to get the treatment you need without leaving the couch. That's right. Our friends at Roman have spent years building a digital program that can connect you with a doctor licensed in your state, all from the comfort of your home. Roman makes it convenient to get the treatment you need right from home. Just grab your phone or computer, complete a free online visit, and you'll hear back from a U.S. licensed physician within 24 hours. And if the doctor decides the treatment is right for you, your medication can be shipped right to your door with free two-day shipping. You also get free unlimited follow-ups with your doctor. But Roman, there are no commitments, and you can cancel at any time. And go to GetRoman.com/BOM for a free online visit and free two-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/BOM for a free online visit and free two-day shipping. Get Roman. You won't regret it, and neither will your partner.
All right, so we got one more topic, I guess.
Yeah, DMX, man.
All right.
You know. Lloyd Banks? Nah, he's not a lyricist.
So
y'all know where I'm at.
So we unpacking, we watching a clip from Fat Man Scoop's Instagram Live. First of all, I love how old niggas go on live, bro. This nigga DMX had his phone to the side. Like, that was going to help on live.
Fat Man Scoop, by the way. I thought that was Ed Lover.
No,
man.
No, it's definitely Fat Man Scoop.
That was Fat Man Scoop. They just look, niggas is washed and look alike.
He's not really Fat Man Scoop no more. He's like kind of sort of like probably did keto or something.
He fucking Medium Man Scoop. Medium Man Scoop. All right. But he names all these fucking lyricists, right? And he gets to the point of saying, yo, I got Lloyd Banks in here. And DMX stops in his tracks and puts Scoop right on the, listen, he puts Scoop right on the fucking hot seat and says, yo, say, I personally,
give
listen,
me
I,
four bars.
Four bars. Do give you know, say, Jer, me, do you know four two. Bars of Lloyd Banks right now? Right now.
No, but I'm probably the wrong person to ask four bars from Lloyd Banks.
I mean, Can you give me Lloyd Banks 4 bars right now?
I can, but they're not saying they have to be bossa nova. Yeah, I mean, they're great. I love them, but it's just like also I know people catch feeling.
So it was crazy. I just heard a Lloyd Banks song on Sirius.
Yeah, yeah. He's three for three right now.
Cold winter, cold summer, whatever, the fan beat that everybody's going over. Lloyd Banks just went over it, killed it. You asked me to say anything he said on it, can't remember shit, but I will tell you, he did kill it though.
Yeah, I mean,
he said, put more G's on your fitted like the Negro League. Look, in a weird way, I get what DMX is saying. It's kind of like, he's wrong when he says he's not a lyricist. He's absolutely a lyricist. That's like saying that, Troy Daniels, right? In the NBA. It's like Troy Daniels is not a shooter. Well, of course he's a shooter. He's a great shooter. But when we talk about shooters, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, Troy Daniels' name ain't in that list.
So Lloyd Banks is Troy Daniels.
Compared to the names the guy was given.
Yeah, you're
compared
right.
Compared to the names that the guy was given.
Who does he give?
Like Gator Kiss, Eminem. Wait, hold on. Let me pull the clip right here. I got it.
He ain't mentioned Big Homie, though, right? I just want to make sure.
Hold on. I got it right here.
Because Lloyd Banks doesn't need to be mentioned in that category.
KRS, Lloyd Banks, Big L, Eminem, DMX, Drake.
Lloyd Banks.
So he said, I'm paused, man. Damn, shit. Piece of shit phone. So he said Big L, DMX, Eminem, Slick Rick.
KRS-One.
I didn't hear what else. Yes, Lloyd Banks is not in that
tier. I mean, I guess it's a legend tier. But he's like Paul George, right? Where it's like Paul George is nice, but niggas is like, yo, it's a bunch of mad niggas that came before you for Paul George to become nice. So you can't knock a nigga like KRS-One or LL or, you know what I mean, niggas like that out of respect. But I heard Drake in there, so I'm like, yeah, Lloyd Banks is not on Drake's level.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess to me, it's just like, maybe Troy Daniels was harsh. I just meant in the sense that Lloyd Banks, while he is a lyricist, absolutely, he just doesn't belong with those list of names, right? Okay. He just doesn't belong.
So like, do you respect DMX's reaction?
No, because he said he's not. He made it like
he's not a lyricist at all.
At all, yeah. Right. And which brings me to the next point that you made in the chat about DMX. Or do you not want that one to be a public one? You said DMX is kind of overrated.
Did I say that?
No, he didn't say that.
He didn't say that?
Oh, man.
I'd have spazzed if you said that, because DMX is not overrated.
That's kind of wild.
I'm sorry. I took it a different way, because you said Scoop the wrong person. Someone said, wait. You said even though being the bigger person is overrated. I thought you meant the bigger person is overrated.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking about because of Lloyd Banks' reaction. He said, I have no clue what DMX is talking about, but God bless him. And, you know, a lot of people took the childish route and clowning for his drug use and stuff like that. I'm not going that far. But I do think that, you know, maybe.
I was going to say, who was the other?
But maybe Lloyd Banks. He can go diss DMX and then be like, all right, why? But because nobody.
He actually would fry DMX.
He would fucking get him the fuck up out of here. But off a body of work and what DMX has given to the fucking hip hop, you got to respect it regardless if he's talking crazy or not.
You know what it is? It's LL versus Cannabis. Like, it doesn't matter if you're actually a better lyricist. Nobody cares. This guy has millions of fans and you have. Thousands of fans, right?
Like, 99% of the fans. But if
we have somebody like Mari on who likes the Punchline King. I like Banks.
But
I'm saying, like, to defend it a little bit stronger, I'm not going to say, yo, turn that Lloyd Banks on. Maybe Hunger for More, but I'll say It's Dark and Hell is Hot or anything Darkman X outside of 2003.
Here's the irony. If we were saying who's a better lyricist, DMX or Lloyd Banks?
Banks
is a better lyricist.
You frowned.
I'm not talking about stage presence or party anthem or all the things that makes DMX a better rapper.
Hey, you know what tier Banks is in, though? Banks is in the same tier as Fab, Jada, Cassidy. Yes, Jerv.
I'm letting you finish your thought before I.
And let me ask you.
Because those are the freestyle niggas. Joe Budden.
I'm going to tell you who DMX is closest comp is.
Okay.
And this is if we do another version of our own versus thing, this might be one we do. Busta Rhymes.
I'm not mad.
Like
at that.
He's respected. Lyrically, he was respected, but he's not elite. Elite, like.
Nah,
he's a great performer, great entertainer. What's up?
Y'all trashing him right now.
You don't think Busta Rhymes is? Hold on, you think he's above Busta Rhymes?
I think DMX is above Busta Rhymes, and I like Busta Rhymes.
Didn't you put Snoop up against Busta Rhymes?
No, that was probably whatever the battle. I was just probably repeating whatever they said.
On the show. I don't want that either. Niggas gotta put a little bit more respect on Snoop Dame.
You about to be mad at me. It wouldn't be fair to Snoop, though.
What do you mean? You talking about Snoop would lose to Busta Rhymes?
I think Snoop would lose to Busta Rhymes, not because Snoop's not better than Busta Rhymes, but Busta Rhymes, the type of stuff he has is for people to respond to and for people to dance and is going to
cry. I will say this.
Is the nicer artist.
This is what I would say.
I would say that if you said, hey, I'm going to need a track from every album you've done, then Snoop is in deep trouble. Busta would cook him. But the problem is, to your point, Jerv, about, oh, Busta has that kind of music. Snoop off 1.5 albums has enough cuts to go head-to-head against anybody. Off Doggy Style and The Chronic, he could just stay in them two, and maybe Murder Was the Case.
This dude has been rapping for 4 decades, right?
Dude.
Listen, 4 decades, and we're not even talking about albums. You can pull something from each one of those albums, and somebody gonna fucking dance to it. That's why I was like, regardless if you not like that or not, I think
I'm with you. Like,
but that's
you
know why
Snoop is like.
That's why
you
I put Snoop. Like? That's why I put Snoop up against Hov and not on like, yo, he would surprise Hov. But it's kind of hard if you only way that battle ever work is if you you have a mixed crowd.
You know who the Snoop comp is? I'm gonna tell you who the Snoop comp is. Nas. Same thing. Heavy concentration.
Okay. No, I like that one, actually. I'm going to backtrack on the Hov.
Over time, he got some here and some there, but like Hov was.
But longevity, consistent. I feel like they both came in the game at the same time and they still are like. I like that one.
Snoop and Nas. DMX and Busta Rhymes to me are very similar because they're the whole package. They're like, I buy a ticket to their show. I'm getting a show that a lot of those other names that you were naming, like Fab's not giving me that kind of show. Nothing against him as a rapper, but like Busta and DMX give you a show. You come back home like, wow, what a show.
Facts.
And they've got the energy tracks and they've got the tracks where they get a little introspective and lyrical and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, I think they're in the same neighborhood as artists. I'm interested to see Jerv saying no chance that Busta can't hold up to DMX. I think you're getting Busta's catalog, man.
No.
I can do that.
I think Busta is an unfair matchup for a lot of artists, not lyrically, not because that artist doesn't have bangers or anything like that. Busta Rhymes, his catalog is basically filled with either shit that's supposed to be party songs, right? And the versus battles are for that. Like the versus battle is not for.
You don't think DMX has a lot of party songs?
He does, but he doesn't have as many as Busta. He doesn't.
All right, so here we go.
Busta's got late 80s bangers. He's got 90s bangers. He's got early 2000 bangers. He's got.
Would Busta and Luda would have been good?
I think, I mean, that might be fair. To be honest with you, and I'm stealing with what Buster said. Well, no, what someone commented with Swiss. The real one would probably be like Buster and Missy, honestly. Mm. Like, I'm not trying to take a shot. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I like the type of stuff Missy would make.
The type of songs Missy has made, the type of energy that her songs bring, is the same exact thing that Busta has. Busta has longevity over Missy, so he has more hits. But the type of music that Missy makes is the type of music Busta made. It's just the music that Busta made. DMX, it's not the music that Busta made.
I'm with you, but I'm going to say having more hits isn't necessarily.
It could be a detriment to you.
Because all you need is 20, right? Or 20 to 24, basically. And if you got that, then I think you can win a battle if you're strategic. To me, obviously Luda has a much deeper catalog than Nelly. But Nelly messed up by playing like a bunch of tracks nobody had heard of. Like literally nobody had heard of, unreleased music. And we're like, bro,
he played his favorite shit.
Man, yeah, like, you can't do that. Like if Nelly had stayed in his pocket and built up and was playing stuff early, because then at the end it was like a little too little too late. He tried to throw shit, tail fell out. Like, bro, it's too late now. It's too late. That ship sailed.
And a lot of people underestimated Luda in that battle too. Like niggas just really looked at the fact that Nelly shit went diamond or whatever.
Yeah,
totally discrediting the fact that Luda has, not only does Luda have hits, but to me, Luda rips a lot of the songs he's on, and he holds his own with a lot of the people he's on tracks with. Like, he held his own with Nas and Jadakiss on Made You Look Remix. Like, that's saying something for this Atlanta rapper when Down South stuff is trying to pop, and they're trying to make the crossover, and they're trying to get their respect for him to lyrically hold his own with some considered to be the best lyricist ever.
Yeah, nah. you know what I knew Luda was real was there was a episode of it was, I think Method Man and Red Man had like a punk show or like a prank show or something like that, and they brought in Luda. He didn't know, and they played a beat for him, and it was basically just frogs riveting.
I remember that.
And like Luda's, and they're like, and Meth was in there. Meth was like, yeah, this beat is hot. And he's like staying in character. And Luda's looking at him like, are you serious? So then I was like, all right. So he starts freestyling. And the irony is like, oh man, like he was going to come out with something that was actually not trash. And that's when they were like, oh, we just killed him. He's like, oh, and he started laughing. He's like, y'all saw I was about to kill it though, right?
Yeah.
Maybe Rob can find that clip. I don't know if it's on the internet or not.
Oh, shit. He actually gonna try to rhyme to this thing.
Well, I have feeling too damn it. I'm kind of a sensitive guy. Hey, started over, damn it.
I'm gonna be so famous off this one.
Can it be, cause I'm feeling such a sensitive. One more time.
All right. Let's see how far we can push this.
In the beginning of this,
yeah.
You know how, could you make like a frog sound and oh, he laughing at this.
Frog sound.
Like a.
Well, you, cause I have feelings too damn it. I'm kind of a sensitive guy. Why? Can it be, cause I'm feeling a sensitive high? Give me my glass flask blunts and give me my cloudy day. Give me my crown, give me my hand and get the f*** away.
Hey, yo, you hear me?
Yeah.
Yo, it was, I don't know, it was a little off beat to me and s***.
Alright, cause I think I started on the wrong one.
So hold on, so we want to see Snoop versus Nas. But I like actually Busta versus Missy better than I like Busta versus DMX. Like, I like Busta versus Missy is perfect. LL?
Would you watch LL?
LL's a cheat code, man.
There's only LL one person that could really go against LL, to be honest.
Drake?
Nah. It had to be Hov, dog. It has to be Hov.
That's two different worlds, too. That's two different worlds right there, my nigga. Because you got the old niggas that really love L. I'm talking about, like, hey, L.
And they got their personal beef.
Hey, L be on some, like, L is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to me, and Hov is like Jordan, nigga.
Yo, did y'all know that? Did y'all know who do you love or who did you love or whatever? Did y'all know that was a diss to Hov?
No, I didn't. Tell me the story.
I'm gonna send it to you. Basically, whatever LL had. The alleged freestyle battle where LL and Hov went at each other, whatever. Apparently, Hov held his own, and LL just doesn't like that shit. You know how LL is. So, if you watch the video, everything that Hov was talking about in, I want to say it was Dead Presidents, when he's talking about the Lexuses and all that type stuff, yeah. Go back, listen to the track, watch the video. He's mimicking everything Hov did in the shit, and it's a good... I'm going to send it to you. I'll send it to you.
It's this Instagram that kind of puts out
all these quote unquote behind the scenes facts of like tracks and shit like that in like the late 80s, early 90s type music and early 2000s, like the shit that we would hear rumors about. Yeah. I'll send it to you when we're done or whatever. My phone, I can't do both.
That's crazy. That is crazy, man. That's crazy, man. That's
crazy, man.
Man, who do you love? That did not sound like a diss track at all.
I just like...
How you doing, man? My name is L. I'm from Queens.
I heard about you, man. But I'm telling you, bro, if you listen to the shit over again, you can... It comes off as, yo, this is L just making a song for the ladies. But when you listen to it, he's killing this dude because Hov was, at that point in time... The being the flashy and all that shit wasn't the fly stuff on the it wasn't like the popping bottles and all that wasn't the thing yet. Hov comes out and does the whole popping bottles. I buy chains. I'm the drug dealer dude that I didn't just sell drugs, but like I'm flashy with it. L's killing the whole, because the whole song concept is about how the dude is this flashy drug dealer. L takes his girl from him. That's the whole concept of that song.
Yeah, I remember that like he's taking a girl from a dude who's flashy.
Okay.
Hold on. Who do you love lyrics? LL.
That song rolled too, by the way.
How you doing, miss? My name's L. I'm from Queens.
I heard about your man, he like the late Sugar Queen. Don't shake about a mosquito with Donna jeans, but he slipped up and threw his rock to a fiend. He be playing like a willy cause he dressed shit up. Never knowing that his woman is in need of love. He got Versace, gold link, stomach chains with rocks. Official hairstyle, but you stuck up in the spot. Making love, Duke is weak, then he falling asleep. You on the phone with your old peeps, dying to creep between my sheets. So what, you got Chanel on your feet? Hot sex on a platter makes the mission complete,
Jewels and Cristal got a pony style. He ain't watching you. He rather got his money pile.
But look, Cristal, Hov was first talking about, like, it's the little, I'm telling you, dude, like, you know, they don't particularly, they hate each other. Like, that would be the dope verse. They hate each other. Hov's never going to do shit. Like, he's never going to give us that.
Can't protect treasures when it's in a glass house. As soon as he turned the cover, I'm going to turn that ass out. Full blown.
Yo, B. I'm telling you, dude.
Oh, hold on. Here we go. The last verse here. So what, you got the cash flow and escrow, damn, but your honey run away like presto, a la Kazam. Man made the money. Money never made the man. He's still faking Jackson rocks on her hand. See, you put your Mac down now. Your Nino Brown rock roller with so much ice, your cap's polar. I got on smoking beanies, modeling bikinis, pushing whip on the freeway to see me. Yeah, I mean, it is definitely... can vaguely feel like he's talking about Hov. Definitely.
I think the last part that backed up was like, because basically it's well documented who LL, like where he was from, how he was with, you know, all them Harlem cats that, was it Harlem? L's from Harlem, right?
No, Hollis. He's from Hollis.
Hollis, Queens. My bad. Yeah. But like L's documented that he rolled with like the big time dudes. So like they break it down further. And they're like, clearly he wouldn't be talking about taking any of their chicks from them, right? Because he's not going to do that because he knows what it is. So, but I'm, as soon as we're done, I will 100% put in the chat. Y'all can tell me why I'm completely wrong, or you can tell me, you know what, Jerv, this is it. This is the shit right here. You're probably gonna tell me I'm wrong, but I don't give a fuck. The video makes me think I'm right, so 100%, I'll send it to y'all.
Interesting stuff. Is that going to do it for us this week?
That is going to do it for us this week.
All right. Thank you once again to Queen B for joining us for We're All Insecure. Thank you, John Gervais. Thank you, Black Trey. Thank you, Rob Lopez on the ones and twos. This has been Black Opinions Matter. Murph, Tuckers. Stay home, stay safe, and keep wearing a mask, goddamn sake.